You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
Sure, that wasn't too loud.
What,
you just saying that?
No.
All right, so you didn't say your name.
I did. I'm Ryan.
You didn't finish Cobcast either. He said, yeah. Big Red Cobcast,
and then you
scolded him for being too loud.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Yeah, you're right. I cut him off.
Can you sing like the part?
Cobcast.
Hey, welcome to Big Red Cobcast. I'm Ryan.
I'm Pat.
I'm Joe.
There we go. We're good at this.
Yeah.
Almost as good.
As
that Nebraska ball run in the tournament. Yeah.
They could have used us.
Yeah. That
literally, they just needed
people.
Two-game
winning streak they went on.
Three-game winning streak if you include beating Iowa.
Well, okay. Three-game winning
streak. Beating Iowa got them that 13 seed.
Well, that ended up, man.
Beating Iowa is great.
Yes.
Yeah,
I mean, just beating Iowa is good as a rule in general.
Yeah. I will beat Iowa in anything and be glad. It makes my day to see Iowa, especially Fran McCaffrey lose.
Yes, that guy's a jerk. And I said this in the Facebook Live, but I think considering what the season was like for the team, this is about as much as you could expect out of them in this last few games.
The six dudes left to battle because, well, one walk-on, they just didn't acknowledge that he was never going to play, Justin Costello.
Yes.
And then Brady Hyman, who is a scholarship player, they played him in...
Hyman.
Yeah. Mm. They played him early in the tournament, and then they realized...
He's broken, huh?
come on. I was waiting for it. I was waiting for the perfect time to say it.
Well looks
you
like,
missed out.
Yeah. I always go for the first time to say it.
Well, I hate to say it, but he was about as good as one because he airballed a one footer and never saw the floor the rest of the tournament.
That, if you don't have that range
at 6'11", well, I think he overshot it.
Oh, okay. So he's good from 3 feet to 2 feet, but from 2 to 1 and from 3 out, he's got difficulty. So you just got to stand him on that line.
That was a fun. I wish we could have beaten Wisconsin.
Yes.
I think we deserved to win
close,
that game.
Yes, having that game be so close makes you think they could have made it one more, because a couple different bounces and they do, and it becomes all the more remarkable each round they get through.
A 7-point run too, where they wiped away what should have been a bucket for Roby, and that ends up being a technical foul for Tim Miles.
Yeah.
That may have done it as well, but that was about as much fun as I've had watching Nebraska basketball.
I also think in a tournament like that, yeah, it was a ton of fun. And then you're right, the storyline was fun. The expectations were zero.
Yeah.
And if you were in a tournament like this, and I've talked about this, and we've all observed this in football as well, but if you have a team like Nebraska and they're charging through the tournament, they're not going to get the calls because the last thing the Big Ten wants is for Nebraska to get into the tournament, meaning Ohio State or somebody gets bumped.
Well, and we might get an extra team that way, though.
No, they wouldn't do it that way, I think. I think the way it usually shakes out, or at least the Big Ten's thinking would be,
if we would have won the tournament and gotten in, we probably would have been a top 8 seed actually based on the
you
numbers.
Think so?
Yeah, based on the computer numbers.
Well, that because it would have meant we would have beaten Michigan State and probably Michigan or something.
I mean, we're hovering right around top 40 right now anyway. And then if we'd beaten Wisconsin and Michigan State and then whoever would have come from the other side of the bracket, holy shit.
Yeah.
And that's a team that in spite of having no one, you're taking a picture of Tweety's face.
I did. It wasn't as good as earlier, but Tweety is just couldn't be more checked out. He is just like so unhappy now.
It's just all I've had to listen to on Twitter, on everything for the last week.
What do you have, an audio Twitter?
Basketball. Yeah.
Siri, read my tweets.
Big Red Copcast.
It's just when I read it, I hear everybody's voices in my head saying it, and it's very annoying.
Okay.
It's like,
what do you think about the basketball team?
You're the opposite of Glenn Watson Jr. right now. You're not locked in.
Yeah, you're locked out.
Yeah, you know,
you've locked yourself out of this conversation.
I'd have better than a 500 record.
They do too. They're
Tim
one or two games over.
Two games better than 500 for his career.
Right. Oh, and is it for this season too? Two games over?
Yeah.
One game over for this season. Right?
Oh, only
no,
one?
No, it's two. No, he's 18 and 16.
Because they won the last three and then they lost one, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that was Nebraska ball. Well, no, we should talk about...
He is one game over 500 for his career because of the loss yesterday. There we go. There he is. One game over 500 for his career.
I'd be far superior to that.
So just quickly, you don't know anything about basketball.
Doesn't matter.
So you're saying you, who doesn't know anything about basketball, would be better than a guy who's coached at a couple of Division I schools?
Yeah.
And what would separate you?
That I wouldn't be a fucking idiot.
Okay.
Well, here's a way to bring it to football for you. So he's probably fired anyway, although Bill Moose seems to be dragging this shit out unnecessarily.
Dude. And what about Moose not being at one of the games? Well, his son had a game, right?
Well, today.
Oh.
Saturday.
So he left yesterday for the game today.
He left, I think.
Friday.
Yeah,
He missed the game.
Thursday and Friday games. And he was there for the Wednesday game.
Oh, wow. He probably didn't expect that they were going
to. No, I'm sure he didn't. But to tie it to football, so even though he's probably fired, I feel like these couple wins, especially on social media, because people kind of got emotionally involved. And I mean, I definitely got emotionally involved. But
you were sobbing.
I was pretty close, actually. Glenn Watson is one of my favorite Huskers ever. Like, he was in that big-time recruiting class, the only one who didn't leave.
Yep.
And I have a lot of respect for him for that.
And he wears a headband.
Yes, he wears a wonderful headband. But, so, it reminds me a little bit of the year that Bo Pelini won on the Hail Mary against Northwestern.
Yeah.
And won enough games that it made it kind of tricky to fire him, and they did fire him. So, like...
This isn't tricky.
We have coaches win at the most inopportune times just to complicate things and split the fan base.
Yeah. But that happens a lot of times where there's no pressure anymore. There's no pressure anymore. And it's easier for the team, for the coach, for everybody when the pressure's taken off.
Oh, absolutely. I think they were able to just play
exactly.
Dude,
free.
The Husker fan base is consistently, like, always just looking for a reason to argue with each other.
Yeah.
Like, watch Scott Frost only win 8 games next season, and you're going to start to see people being like, well, wait, for $7 million, we better be at 10 wins already.
You can't.
How do you go undefeated at USC, UCF? I told you he wasn't a good coach. It's already going to happen.
Except
it's not, because we're going to.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to have the opportunity. Right. They won't. He won't give them the opportunity.
But I see your point. Yes, it's true. And then the other part of it, though, is, too, some Nebraska basketball fans have the attitude of Andy Katz yesterday on Big Ten Network, who were like, well, the expectations just shouldn't be there. It's Nebraska basketball. They're lucky to make the NCAA tournament once every 7 years.
Those people are fucking idiots.
Like, if we were still in the Devaney Center, okay, I'll give you that, maybe.
No, but I said maybe.
I don't agree with that anyway.
They've built a facility. They've put the money in.
And Andy Katz was giving Tim Miles credit for that. That arena was built. It was in the process of being built before Tim Miles. And Doc Sadler wrongly thought that he should have stayed around long enough to be a part of opening it, because he wasn't doing great either.
What they need, and we talked about this, but the next coach coming in, I think instead of going for the up-and-comer, they may have to take the shot at the bigger name who maybe has lost a little luster.
And we're going to have to spend.
Right. But that's if they really are serious about the program, and why not? If you have the facilities, and again...
Or don't have the program.
Right.
But, I mean, you're gonna make the money back if you're successful. Because that arena won't sell out forever.
Here's the thing.
No.
If it's bad team.
But if it's good, it'll sell out every game.
That's an excuse.
That's an excuse to help get the university to help pay for Katy Perry. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's really what Pinnacle Bank's for. It's for Katy Perry and Garth Brooks and... Christina Aguilera and
are they owners of the are they co-owners of the arena? You said the big acts that come through.
Paul McCartney, I think, came into Lincoln.
But did Roger Waters
do the wall in Lincoln?
No.
it can be a revenue driving sport.
If I was him, I would avoid Lincoln. Nebraska's not super cool about drugs.
They like Pink Floyd. You don't think Pink Floyd is popular in Nebraska?
You got him on the brain today. You're wearing a Pink Floyd shirt.
I love Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd's great.
Look at the colors.
I had a girl. I dated a girl in high school. The same one.
You dated a girl. You didn't have a girl.
That same girl.
Oh, boy.
You mean that you were talking about to Matt Davison.
Yeah.
You and Matt Davison weren't
like. We're not Eskimo bros.
All righty.
What if we were, though?
No big deal. If you were in Chicago long enough in the improv community, you'd have a lot of Eskimo brothers.
You survived in America. Surprisingly, everyone I've ever been with has only been with three guys. Every one of them.
All right.
Same three guys. You were saying.
Yeah. I forgot what I was saying.
You were talking about.
She decided that our song was Wish You Were Here.
Oh.
You know the song about Vietnam War?
No, I thought it was about Sid Barrett.
That's also like when presidential candidates come out to Born in the USA.
Yeah. Wish You Were Here is.
Oh, but that, you're right. That one was actually about like suicide, wasn't it?
Yeah, the stuff in the wall was about World War II, actually, more. And then I think Wish You Were Here, that album was about Sid Barrett and like the showbiz thing. Regardless, hey. She just wanted a song to make out to.
No, she wanted a song to cry to when I was at work.
Oh, okay.
Like one of those, like,
yeah.
Because they
miss. Oh, I wish.
There was a cool ass display for the wall the time I went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That was the coolest thing.
I saw Roger Waters do it at the Staples Center, and you know the theatricality of taking the wall down is pretty cool. The sound in that place is. Crap.
You said it was Staples?
Staples Center.
Yeah, I believe that.
I saw Van Halen there too. It was crap. Crap. I think I saw Elton John, and our seats were much better, and it was great.
I saw Eminem and Rihanna, and everyone booed Rihanna.
Why? I mean, I'm not a Rihanna fan, but...
It's different crowds.
Yeah, because everyone was like,
That's a strange pair.
She opened for Eminem. It's because they had that song together, Monster. Not Monster.
Did like a quarter of the crowd leave? Because some act like her would bring in a decent amount of people,
not
I would think.
Not near as many as
Eminem, sure. And then
there was this like 65-year-old like Mexican grandma.
Oh yeah.
Behind me, and I started smoking a joint because he played my favorite song, and I rolled a joint, and I was like, when he plays The Way I Am, I'm gonna smoke this joint.
Because that's the way you are.
Yeah, that's just my favorite Eminem song. So he plays it, I pull it out, I start smoking, all of a sudden there's like this...
Tap on the shoulder?
On my shoulder.
She asked for some?
No. She was like, is that marijuana? You need to put it out. And I was like, what are you even doing here? Why are you here?
She has a right to be there.
Sure.
You got to smoke your... If you're, see, that's the problem. A whole joint is a tough thing at a concert.
There's joints everywhere. Big clouds of smoke everywhere. I just happened to get stuck...
Right in front of her.
Right in front of the one woman that was like... So then I was like, I ignored her and kept smoking it. And then she started trying to flag down security. So I took a huge puff and I just threw the joint into the crowd, hoping somebody would be like, a joint.
Instead, a woman's hair lit on fire. Some woman who had hairspray in her hair. Yes. That distracted the security,
though. You just thought I was pyrotechnics up on stage.
No, he launched it, and then the security went after the big ball of flame that went up, and he was out of there.
But then, like, four rows ahead of us, these, like, college kids just start smoking blunts or something.
Right. And that's the worst smoke, too.
Right into that lady's face, just, like, right into her face, and I'm just, like, laughing because it's like...
Well, I've told the story of my brother getting in a fight at the Steely Dan concert. Right? You guys don't know this story?
No.
This is the most embarrassing
thing.
Every
part of that sentence was hilarious.
Oh, this is incredible. So we go to at the Greek, and it was Steely Dan, and it wasn't sold out. So there's like 30 rows covered by a tarp, the back 30 rows.
Yeah.
Because they didn't sell those seats. So that's great. And it was in the seats that were occupied, people are sitting in other seats and everything. And so we just decide we're towards the back. We're just going to pull the tarp one row back and just sit all the way back. You know, like we're not going to look for our seats because there's probably someone else sitting there. So it's four of us, me, Molly, my wife, Mike, and Gareth, a friend of mine, does improv, Gareth Reynolds of the Dollop podcast. Very funny podcast. Anyway, we're sitting there and the guy in front of us is watching the concert with his hands cupped over his ears to capture the sound in the back row. And we're just kind of talking. And it's a rock concert. It's loud. We light a joint. And so he starts going, you know, he's like puffing and puffing. And then
not the joint.
No, not the joint. And he's telling us to be quiet because we're having, and it's like, come on, man. We're not talking that much. So anyway, he's kind of being a dick to us about being a little too loud. And he was mad because he had pulled the tarp back one row and thought that he had the last row. So he was pissed that somebody sat behind him and did his idea too. So somebody gets in his row who has a seat there or whatever. And as the guy stands up in front of my brother, Mike yells, "Down in front!" right at the guy's head. The guy immediately turns around and starts screaming. The guy's wife starts screaming. Gareth and I are finishing off the joint. And Gareth is like, "Eh, man, come on." And I'm like, "What's going on?" You know, I'm not afraid to jump in here. And Mike is just like, "What, what, what?" So there's yelling for nothing, but a lot of yelling, right?
Mike's a spaz, dude.
He is a spaz. A lot of yelling. So then everyone returns to what they're doing. Guy cups his ears over his, thing.
I wish you guys
could
see that.
Oh, he's just imagine if you were looking like an elephant where you're trying to put your hands up behind your ears. Everything the guy, he was listening to the concert like that. So 2 minutes later, we're all kind of, we finish off the joint. I look over, Mike is asleep. Like a baby, too much stress. And it made him just like pass out. So again, at a rock concert, he's sitting after this yelling match. He had fallen asleep. Like some kind of like.
He must have felt safe.
Some kind of defense. But it's like a defense thing. Like, you know, you fake death or something.
No one will hurt a little baby.
Yes.
No one will hurt a little baby.
I know he's
going to
get. He fell. And I'm like, are you asleep? Like his system shut down or something. At a rock concert.
That's the thing. Like people don't. It takes a long time to get to know Mike.
Sure. But well, he's got that. Once he. But like.
And he's such a nice guy. But I'm telling you,
he could explode.
He's fucking crazy.
Because he keeps it bottled in. So when it explodes, he lets it all out, and then he just falls asleep. I guess.
Like there's days when I thought he was gonna murder people.
You know, he also, you ever hear the story about how he had the night terror where he shook his wife?
No.
One night.
Night terror in quotation marks.
He was sleeping on the couch and he had been having like talking in his sleep type stuff. But I guess he fell asleep on the couch. And so he wakes up, doesn't know where he is, runs into the bedroom,
grabs his wife by the shoulder. She's asleep. And he starts shaking her and going, I got you! I got you! And she screams and it kind of wakes him up. Those are a couple good Mike stories.
The next time I see Mike, I'm like, I got you.
I got you. I hope he's still enough of a peripheral character that people remember Mike on this Cobcast.
Oh, sure. He was in not that long ago. He got the kick Mike.
Yeah.
That wasn't that long ago.
He'll be back next week, I'm sure.
There we go. So now we can talk about football. Yeah. What is there to talk about? Oh, a lot of good visitors this weekend. They're getting a lot of unofficial visitors coming through.
If we can just get...
Corcoran's already... He's got to be. He visits a lot of places. A silent...
He's visited Oklahoma no fewer times than he's visited us.
Travels around. He goes to all these programs.
I didn't realize it was because he's like always. He's been like, this like
every weekend.
Six trips.
Every weekend.
It sounds like Kansas State's putting a pretty good hard press on him, too.
That's where he is next week, I think.
It sounds like it's coming down to Nebraska, Kansas State, and Oklahoma currently.
Classic Big Eight. Clash.
Kansas, Notre Dame, and Ohio State could be up there as well by the time it's all said and done.
I got to feel like with those other four names, Kansas and Kansas State. Oh, you got Les Miles. Maybe that's a draw.
And the dude from North Dakota State, too, now at Kansas
Les
State.
Les Miles knows how to play the game.
Well, we'll see how, yeah.
But does he have the infrastructure, like, from Kansas? Well, if he can convince the Kansas basketball fans that there's value in football.
Right, the opposite of the problem we have. Although, again, I don't want to get back to basketball, but the support that they show for basketball proves that a good team would get great support in Nebraska. Sustained success they could do.
Yes.
I think that if we got someone that was a known, that we knew played the game, you'd have a bunch of people that really wanted to be bagmen in Nebraska. They'd feel like they're a part of the team.
The big role of the coach, though, is just to turn their eye away. The minute they start to get involved is when they get caught.
Exactly.
And that's when things come down. Yeah. That's when the Will Wades and the Bill Selfs of the world get in trouble.
They also know what questions not to ask and what questions to ask.
Like, yeah, of course.
I feel like have you ever been involved in a situation where it's like
plausible deniability?
Yeah, you know you're on the shady side of it, and you're like, all right.
They want plausible deniability.
You just know. You can just tell the way people
Did Ronald Reagan invent that, plausible deniability? Something like that.
I feel like that probably occurred before him.
It certainly did. I remember that being, I think that's when I learned the term.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that like.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm done.
Assistant coaches are, especially with college basketball.
Right.
Super important for that.
Miles knows which ones play the game.
Oh, sure.
It's run, especially with college basketball, it's run like the mafia where you've got capos who are your assistant coaches and they'll be the
Everything's
ones.
Everything's in code.
And they'll take the fall.
And you'll hire him at the next stop.
Yeah.
There was an improviser. You know him.
Okay.
He was a bag man.
He went to Alabama.
Oh, okay. You know, I think I know who you're talking about.
Big guy.
Yeah. Old guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes kind of full of shit.
Yes. I'm aware of who you're talking about.
Yeah. But he went to Alabama, and while he was there, he said that one of the big things that they would do is they would have Madden tournaments. And the kid, some kid would bet, you know, $5,000, and then the football player would win at the end of the night. He would win the tournament, and that's how they were funneling money through the bat. Like,
the funny thing is, that's illegal by NCAA standards anyway.
Yep.
You cannot be involved in gambling.
Yep.
Oh, that's funny.
So they're.
I'm sure they did it.
Well,
But they know that nobody's looking.
I'm going to guess the more likely answer is that the whole story's made up in the first place.
Fair enough.
Possible. You know,
well,
possible.
Because like
that does seem
NCAA
like
athletes can't technically fill out a March Madness bracket.
Right. That's a kind of gambling. Although I bet they could do. Can they do it on Yahoo?
No, at least it wasn't. They couldn't while I was working in college sports. I can't verify that.
Even if your team is not in the tournament?
Even if you're not a basketball player.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I couldn't, as a sports information director.
The whole educational system is taking some hits this week, obviously.
Yeah. But yeah, we I wasn't even a coach and I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Unbelievable. That's a good reminder for everyone else to do theirs. Because I guess they thought we could have influence. Sure, I get it. It's ridiculous how strict they are on some shit like that.
You can't. That's a good compliance department. They're doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, no, yes, but those rules are so draconian, and then
you make these little rules. But what I'm saying though is USC's compliance department is like, no.
Right. Well, you can't have a job, right?
Well, you're right.
You can't have a job, right?
If as a student, you can now. You used to not be able to.
But that's the difference between a good compliance department.
People are getting money through job. They're getting coming through job.
Of course, there's all those ways to do it. If you are playing by all the rules, Ryan, you've said this a lot. It's impossible to win if you play by all the rules.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll go a step farther. It's impossible to win at an elite level if you're not cheating in some form or another.
Well, and that's why the definition of
impossible.
The definition of a good compliance department will vary based on who you asked.
A
good compliance department to one athletic director might be, well, a compliance department that keeps us within the rules like we're supposed to be, and another might be like, well, one that's
one that makes sure nothing gets to us a little bit. Yeah.
And then because it's sort of like the idea of team doctors, like the Patriots team doctors have allegedly allowed, guys back in with concussions who probably shouldn't be. Whereas, if you have a more by the book team doctor, who's there to protect the health of a player for another team.
Well, that's why the NFL now does that. Now the NFL is in charge of that. It's because when you see the rules being broken, the rule is that you don't see them breaking the rule where they had the football team do a NCAA tournament bracket. They gave a player $100,000. There's a big difference in breaking that one little rule
rules
that they do end up breaking. Like when they break the rules,
I don't think for one second that Tom Osborne ran a squeaky clean program. I think that
I think there's actually evidence against that.
Right. And I would probably be willing to bet that Scott Frost at this point isn't running a squeaky clean program either.
I think he can now. I think he can right now. I think in a few years it's going to get harder.
Why would you?
Because the stakes right now, it's not worth the risk in the first couple years of a program, is my guess.
Well, the other part of it is it's going to be real interesting to see what the landscape ends up being after all this FBI stuff.
Nothing's come from it. No one's getting
because it's still ongoing.
And with letting high school players into the NBA, that's going to affect some amateurism stuff.
And there have been dudes indicted. There's a big difference between losing your job and then being able to get another one in 5 years versus going to prison. Like, I think that's got people kind of shit in their pants
a little bit. Absolutely.
There are potentially people in the USC athletic department from this most recent thing with Becky from Full House.
Yes.
Who could very well be going to prison over that. And
those were huge. I mean, those are big crimes they did.
Isn't USC a private business?
Yeah.
Then who gives a shit?
But the athletic department, the guy was taking the money. And
he was basically as a third party, like skirting.
Was like embezzling,
more or less. Yeah,
essentially. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And then
and then ripping off the school. Like the school is paying, for these.
I'm not saying he's a good guy. We should eat the rich. That's my stance. But
getting closer.
But my whole thing is, what law did he break? You can't just start throwing people in prison.
There's a bunch of rules about money being exchanged. What ultimately it will be is probably not declaring the money on their taxes.
Yeah.
That is kind of the ultimate, because anytime you take in illegal money, you're not going to declare that because that would implicate your crime.
So whenever they know that's happened, you know,
then you get taxed.
Yes, taxed that's what I think. That's what all those RICO laws are all about.
That's how they got what's his name,
Al Capone.
Al Capone.
Well, and as
that's
someone,
how, yeah, that's how they get. Almost everybody.
That makes a lot of sense.
As someone who's on the USC campus every day and gets a million emails verting when there are like 9,000 different scandals on campus, that whole thing is just really hard to wrap my head around. As far like it, right? I still don't. Like I still don't fully understand.
How stupid
it.
Is your kid that they can't get into USC?
And the amount of money that they're spending,
it's climbed up as far as like the prestige rankings go.
I know plenty of people that went to USC.
Well,
dumb as a box of
right. Yeah, but they use other ways.
A decade ago or 20 years ago, it's right. a big
no,
difference.
I know
now.
People. I work in LA. All these comedians, all the film people I work with.
But again, they all graduated 15 years ago.
No, they all graduated 2 years ago.
You know a bunch of 24-year-old USC people?
Yeah.
Well, it's been harder to get
Full
into
screen,
them.
Full screen.
Well,
like
maybe
all
that
those
maybe
companies I work for.
Well,
those
maybe
people.
They got in the
River,
same way.
You guys know how old I am. I lie to employers.
Okay. Maybe that's smart. Maybe maybe they got in the same way. That's the point. They're getting in. My daughter actually is looking at schools. And she's like, I heard USC's called, what was it?
University of Spoiled Children.
Yes. Is what she said. And
that's also true. It's that. And
well,
also
they're dumb
as fuck.
Well, the one girl, I mean, it's so incredible that she was found.
That are really
she was
good
found on the yacht of the president of the board of trustees.
Yeah. I should probably be careful about how much I talk about
yes,
this.
Yes, you should. You should.
Yeah. I don't have to be, though.
No, right. And neither do I. But we're just, and anything we've said so far is stuff that has been publicly reported.
Right.
We're not getting any insight.
I don't rank enough to know inside stuff
tell
anyway.
Tell me that private conversation you had with the chancellor yesterday. Did you have a meeting with Laura Loughlin from Full House?
Laura Loughlin?
What's her name?
Lori.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't
know. How dare you?
Sitcom actors from 30
Start
years.
Podcast over.
Name.
Start it over. Erase. Start
fucking
the podcast over.
Well, if you weren't so enjoyable to correct, I wouldn't
it's
do it.
True.
I don't go correcting Joe all the time,
and I'm wrong most of the time.
Yeah,
I just say it with an air of kindness.
Yeah. I just can't believe that Bob Sagat didn't.
Oh no, Dave. Anyway, this started out with a recruiting thing about Tanner Corcoran, didn't it?
Yeah.
It's interesting when you can trace the tangent back.
If we can get him and Nash Hutmacher in the boat fairly soon.
Yeah. Nash Hutmacher. Now, that's going to be the DiCaprio boodle of the next team.
Hat Nut Masher.
Ooh.
Hash Nut Masher.
Oh, speaking of, we got to do a little bit more planning for our trip to Omaha and this nut shot thing if we're going to raise some money for that.
You bring up a good point. Hey, guys, we're going to add a commercial right here.
Ooh.
Hold on. Great. Because now
holding for room tone.
I always have to like look for a place to put the ad, and that's why it always goes in an arbitrary spot.
But now we've said
I got a spot. Okay. But we're doing the Omaha Improv Festival at the end of May. May like 23rd or something.
It's Memorial Day weekend.
Okay. We're doing a live podcast. Me, Joe, and Pat will be competing.
Husker Jeopardy. With the host is Bob Wilfong.
And there's going to be a
from
lot
the
of...
From the Daily Show.
From the Daily Show. There's
formerly.
Going to be a bunch of Husker celebrities there, like Houston Alexander. Andale Sudek is going to be there.
I believe she is.
Yeah. Didn't...
Yes?
Didn't you and her used to date?
We lived on a boat together for 2 months.
Is it going to be...
It'll be fine. Yeah, I'm pretty good friends with all my exes.
That tone did not sound like it's going to be fine.
It'll be fine.
Is Molly going to be happy about it or unhappy about it?
I would guess she won't be happy about it. I mean...
Will she know about it?
Yeah, I think she knows. Everyone's name but ours is up on that list.
No, we're on there. We're one of the big names, bro. Like row 4 out of 20.
Are we listed as Big Red Cop Cast?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Why?
That's fine.
I don't know.
He wanted his own name up there.
Yeah, I've not had that. What?
Wow. That's what this is.
This
podcast has become the Pat Jansen Show.
No, what? I wanted your name and your name on there, too.
He didn't just want...
Didn't
do you
want
think
Pat,
he just wanted Pat Jansen?
I didn't want Pat Jansen and the Cobcasters.
Oh, although
The way you said that makes it sound like you've written that in your notebook a bunch of times. Pat Jansen and the Copcasters.
Pat Jansen and the Big Red Copcasters.
Yeah, the Big Red Jansen cast.
Yeah.
I don't think you really thought that. But as a fundraising thing, we're going to throw Nerf footballs at my nuts for what? $10 a shot?
I don't think
three shots for 10?
Maybe three shots for 10. I do like 1 for 5, 3 for 10.
Yeah.
That's good.
There's value in that.
1 for 5, 3 for 10. With a Nerf football,
you're probably going to miss the first one anyway. So you're
you need more than one shot. You got to definitely calibrate. Now, if we have enough room, I would do a longer distance with a tennis ball if people would. But I think your odds are better with a football.
I've never done the tennis ball before, actually.
Dude, do you have any idea? I would do a tennis ball. I would, dude, because people can. I guarantee you, it's gonna
more people can throw a football better than
Nebraska,
a tennis ball.
And you can really whip that thing.
Well,
a tennis ball, too. But a tennis ball.
Not like a football with a point. I guarantee you.
Well,
you
the distance is the important thing. The
20
because
yards, I'm hitting you in the nuts with a football 3 out of 3 times.
No, you're not.
And I'm hitting it fucking hard.
No, you're not. 20 yards? You're going to miss me.
No, I'm not.
If I'm talking shit to you, this will do right away. If I'm talking shit to you from 20 yards.
I can hit you on the run, bro.
No. You won't hit me 3 times. 20 yards away.
Is this a Nerf football or a full-size
Nerf football?
Football.
Nerf football.
So my problem is maybe, but it's maybe nullified, but a football is big enough that you might catch more thigh than nut.
Right.
That's true.
That's true. If you're going to hit a shot with a tennis ball, that's going to get pretty much square nut.
It's going
to
be all nut.
Yeah. You're going to have to really
but I would double the distance.
And you might be able to nick someone a little bit better, too, with a tennis ball.
When I've done this prior with the football, first of all, I will not do the distance that I did the other time with the football because it was like 50 feet.
So you're saying
less
shorter or longer you need to go?
I need to go longer. A Nerf football from less than a pitcher's mound distance, I got hit a lot. But the worst shot that I got
velocity is going
to
be.
And once you take the money, you have to let him do it.
You got to go blindfolded.
Or
your instinct is going to be to move.
When I did it before, my hands were up on
tied.
But I was holding things.
You can still move your hips, though.
Yeah, dude.
We're
going to put you in one of those terrorist things, like the drapes.
If the distance is appropriate, I'm fine being blindfolded.
The black thing that goes over, then they tie it so you don't know where they've driven you to.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to allow you to do that because
I'm pretty sure you couldn't stop me.
You wouldn't be able to catch me.
Bullshit.
We need to do some of these. You're talking a big game, bro.
Hog tie. I bet you I can hog tie Joe.
You certainly couldn't. I'm much too slippery.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, I don't know that you could tie your own shoes.
I can tie.
Without your butthole falling out.
I'm going to tell you what I would do.
First of all, I will say Ryan has gotten jacked. And you're reminding me of when I lived in Amsterdam. I lived with Ike Barinholtz, and he was lifting weights like crazy that year. And he got really, really jacked. And one day, there was a guy who had a rope in his thing.
I did 15. I know what you're going to say.
He couldn't climb the rope at all. You're too heavy.
No, I did 15 rope climbs in a workout last week.
You're too top heavy now.
No. I could rope climb. I can do 3 poles to the top.
You look like a cartoon of Jack LaLanne. You're all top heavy.
That's not true. I've got some big ass legs, kid.
No.
Yeah. How do you think you deadlift 4?
You look like an ostrich.
Get out of here. You know the purple guy from is it Grimace?
The purple guy from Grimace, are you just talking about
the
Grimace?
Purple guy from
McDonald's? Grimace. Grimace.
Yeah,
you Grimace. Look like Grimace. That's what you look like.
Your 2 minutes of trying to source out where Grimace came from ruined your later comment.
I
look like Grimace?
You look like the guy that stole Pee Wee Herman's bike.
Oh, I know exactly who that is. I don't look like him.
He looks like James Gray.
Got a chubby face, that guy. He does a little bit. He's got a round face. Oh, wow.
Is that the end of our commercial?
Was that the commercial?
What was that?
That was our plug for the Omaha Improv Festival.
Omaha Improv Festival. Also, we have a water.
Oh, that's what the thing we want to mention. Yeah, a new Patreon thing. You're going to put a picture of that up on
it's
the thing?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Pat, so, will you explain it? I got to get this.
Yeah, go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, so obviously, if you want to help keep the Cobcast going, a great thing you can do every month anyway is the Patreon. Patreon.com/BigRedCobcast. There are a bunch of different prizes that you can get for helping contribute, and, you know, the Cobcast doesn't die. That's the big prize. But there's a new one now. So if you jump in on the $25 a month level, then you get...
For one month.
Right. I mean, you can stay doing that as long as you want. We won't fight you.
There's no button for a one-time donation, right?
No.
Right. That's the thing with Patreon.
So you can do the $25 a month. You can then dial it back to five. Or if you want to be a real jerk about it, you can just jump out entirely.
But in all honesty, you're not a jerk if you've already given $25.
Right.
I also want to be honest about something. We are aware that $25 for a water bottle is ridiculous.
But we also chose... really high quality water bottles,
right.
And we include the shipping.
Yeah,
yeah, we ship it to you. Yeah,
it's a dope ass water bottle, but also
it's no different than when you get a T-shirt for a pledge drive. You're not paying for the T-shirt.
Yeah, we also need the help. Like just today, my lamp stopped working.
Yeah, it's a strobe. I thought that you would put a strobe bulb in it.
And so
and I was like, is that a bulb? He's like, no, it's the lamp's broken.
When we walked in and Tweety was just sitting in the dark.
Yeah. Yes.
Luckily, we're doing it. It's daylight right now, so we're doing it by the light of the window.
Yes.
But honestly,
the,
like
the podcast, that is.
If you donate to NPR, it takes like the $100 pledge to get a T-shirt.
Yeah. We don't have T-shirts yet, so.
Yeah.
And this is a dope water bottle.
This is worth more than any T-shirt.
Well, tell them. That's the great. That's the best part about
Hawkeye tears.
It's a Hawkeye. That's we're burying the lead here.
You fill it with Hawkeye tears and you drink it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or water if you don't have any.
Yeah. Everybody knows what you're drinking because it says it on there.
Yeah. Hawkeye tears.
Tears of a Hawkeye.
Yeah.
They'll be very popular, and you'll be the most popular person at your gym.
And there are limited supplies. We're running out quickly.
Yes, we only have 8.
They cost $19 each to make.
We should have bought bulk, but we just individually each bought 2.
Yeah.
They were not especially cheap.
No, these are good.
That
these
was
are
a problem, bottles. And they're not cheap to ship either.
Well, because we were looking at some...
We got to stop shipping them full of water.
Yeah, the first drink of water is on us.
We were looking at some that were a lot cheaper, and we're like, nah. We want to do something decent
fans.
Quality.
Yeah, they're good quality. They have an infuser. You can infuse, like, fruit in your water.
Or, as I believe John Johnson said, you can put vodka in them as well.
That was just like
I think he meant in place of water.
Yeah.
Oh, almost certainly. Not in the infuser. Yeah. Oh, yes.
But you could put vodka in there and then infuse the vodka.
Well, you can distill Iowa tears into an alcohol.
Yeah, you could probably set it on fire and put it in an oak barrel. That's how you make alcohol, right?
Let us know what you did. Let us
add wheat to it.
Yep, that's it. Try it out in your backyard.
Nail the process.
Yep.
That's why your beer tasted like shit. It had so much loose wheat in it. Man, there's a lot of wheat in this beer. I followed the instructions.
Just come up with a bunch of shit stuck in your teeth.
Mmm. Hoppy. This is an IPA. Do we have any Twitter or anything?
We have a voicemail.
What?
Yeah. It's going to take a bit to get through some of the Twitter stuff.
Well, okay. I'll
do my best. Well, there was, we got something via a direct message from, so I'll pull that first.
That'll be easy to find.
Did I miss that?
Maybe. So Tyler Garbers.
Oh, sure.
I wonder if this is him, transcribing one that he sent.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
So... okay.
So he called
already?
So I'll
wait on that.
Yeah.
He called and transcribed his own call?
Yeah, that's what he does.
Oh, okay.
Because he's the one that did that one time before, right?
Yeah.
You got it ready?
Yeah, because he did the same thing on the 23rd, too. Oh, actually, he's done it quite a few times.
Well, we've got a few.
I'm ready.
Patrick Gerhardt said, and this was from a couple weeks ago, this week's interview with Jack was awesome. He gets so depressing on Twitter, so I usually just read and move on, and I've never really listened to him on the radio, so it's really nice. Jack's great, man.
I actually had a lot of fun with Jack.
Jack was, one, a great interview, and... As a fellow Nebraska,
they were really interviews.
No,
they were more just conversations.
Does he get the Cobcast?
What's does he? You mean, I mean, he understands, like, the Copcast? Well, like, he gets who we are.
Yeah, yeah, like no, he was in. You know, he there's a person you it can fit a, right in, or you can
it
just kind
of very special kind of brain to jump right in with us. I think.
Yeah, we had never had any sort of non-written conversation with Jack before.
Like there's been plenty of conversations where they felt a little bit awkward, especially when I chime in.
You're the most awkward person I've ever met. Is that what you're going for?
No,
were you...
I'm not awkward.
Oh.
People are awkward.
I thought you were fishing for that comment.
No, because...
Well, I'm awkward. I know it.
Oh, yeah, you are awkward. But that's what I'm saying, though.
But it felt like that's what you were saying.
No, like, there's been people that have come on that, like, I'll make a joke, and then they're like, yeah. What was I saying?
that type of person is usually better on the second interview because
yes.
They've got their sea legs.
Well, exactly, yeah. And it takes figuring out usually.
But we have some people who jump in and know how to do it. And Jack was just good. Next tweet. There we go.
Nah. Why did that feel such an abrupt end of that sentence?
Well, wait till you hear it all in. Oh. We had some technical difficulties.
We
did.
Listened to that sentence, and Pat was just trying to finish the sentence.
Yeah, we had up to the end of that sentence, and so if Pat seemed extra punctuating on that, that's why.
All right, I told Joe not to look at this tweet because I wanted
first
to surprise
few
him with
that's
it.
That's all right.
Tyler Garber says, "I want Weaselicious," who's Joe.
That's me.
"I want Joe to know I have never and will never use the hashtag #KickJoe. That was not me. I happen to find Joe mildly entertaining."
Mildly. All right.
Well, by the way,
that's a pretty effusive praise.
Yeah.
Are you gonna be around in June? You, Joe?
Around.
Like here?
Yeah,
in recording
you mean the place where he lives? Yeah, he'll be around.
Yeah, well, Joe leaves a lot.
I do, and we're taking a summer vacation up north sometime.
Because my dad wants to meet you.
Oh.
He's gonna be here in June.
All right.
He's
let's make it happen.
Does your dad want to meet me?
He's met you.
Okay.
I am.
He wanted to make it clear the other day. I called him for his birthday, which was what's today? The 16th. It's yesterday. Yesterday was his birthday.
Happy birthday!
And he wanted to make clear. He's like, I don't have anything against Tweety. I think Tweety thinks that I do. I just really want to meet Joe. He's like, He's like, just let him know I'm not going to get high with him.
That's fair. You know what?
$20 says we convince you.
Oh, I don't know. I've always been really.
Not with my stepmom on the trip.
I've always been very popular with my friend's parents for some reason.
Can Emma take your stepmom out? And then we take your dad.
Pat's never gotten high with us, let alone Pat's dad. Maybe you guys are friends from longer, but all I know is Pat. I will probably be high.
I would give anything to see Pat high.
Really? I bet Pat might puke. He has. I had a friend who reminds me a little bit of Pat. Tall, thin,
nervous.
Didn't smoke much. Similar personality. I got high with him once, and he immediately threw up in my sink. And it's like, whoa, wasn't worth that. So I don't need that.
Yeah. People in LA that don't smoke weed are like.
The best weed I smoked?
Chicks that don't give head.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, really?
You were just. That was forced. That was forced.
You're just trying to make something happen here.
The best stuff I've smoked in a long time was in Chicago recently, and it was medicinal Michigan weed. So, Michigan. Don't like anything else about the state?
Medicinal
weed. It was crazy good. So Michigan, hats off.
This tweet wasn't at us, but I kind of want to read it anyway. Our good buddy Kenny Cheatham tweeted, question, do you need to call a doctor if you slice your low-dangling fruit manscaping? Is there a blood transfusion needed? Asking for a friend.
Oh. No, I've cut my balls sometimes.
All right.
And I started plucking them.
Ow.
Because I was cutting them so much, and I just
what do you do? Don't you have like a trimmer?
Yeah, but I go at it hard, man.
You're doing something wrong.
No, I started plucking it. They go back; they're not near as thick when they.
You
go
know,
back.
If you take an ice bag and you put it on there, it'll shrink it up to a nice. You know, you just shave it off like a regular. It's like your face; it turns into your face.
It turns into your face, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. My face has the same amount of wrinkles as my balls. Did you know your scrotum and your face wrinkle at the same pace as you age?
That's not true.
It's not.
Because then my balls would be smooth as a baby's ass.
All right. Let's not get into what our faces would look like.
Doesn't Kenny Cheatham sound like he should be
country star? Yeah. Yes, he does.
Yeah,
because you're thinking of Kenny Chesney.
Okay, or Kenny Walker, or Kenny...
Kenny Skywalker, New York Knicks. Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers was a rock guy first, but then he realized that country music fans were way more loyal, so he switched over to country.
That's how almost all country musicians are made.
Yeah.
Recently.
They fell to different kinds of music.
But not in the old days.
Avril Lavigne was a country star in Canada. Speaking of Skater Boy.
But nobody knew because it was Canada.
Were we talking Skater Boy on the air or off the air?
Off the air. Pat's hair kind of looks skatery today, but he says it's because he didn't pay attention to it this morning.
And I think it's because he likes Avril Lavigne.
I think.
Well, you caught me.
That's both.
Adam Bjornsson says.
Would you bone Adam Lavigne?
No. Adam Lavigne?
Would you bone Adam Lavigne?
What?
You asked the same question.
Here's the question of the month.
Oh, geez.
I want you to think of, imagine that your wives are cool with it.
Okay. I know where you're going already.
Hottest chick on the planet that you could bone, who would you pick? Hold on, it's important. This is just step one. You have to.
Oh.
So pick the hottest chick.
In your mind, okay.
No, you have to say it out loud.
I don't know who the hottest in the world is, but I'm going to say Wonder Woman.
Okay.
Perfect. Whoopi Goldberg.
Ooh.
Okay, great. I'm going to go with Katy Perry from like 2004.
Okay. So we've all kind of punted on this one.
Okay. Now.
What? Yours wasn't serious?
No, okay. I Wonder Woman. I don't want to get into it, Wonder Woman stuff.
Now that we've established that, which dude would you, if you had to bone a dude in order to get to bone that chick, which dude
would I would
you
skip bone? The chick. I would just say, it's not worth the whole thing. I got my wife and she'll be happier with both of those things.
Joe's got the right answer.
Right? So you, I think
Matt Damon.
Well, see,
Matt Damon. I feel like this just was just an excuse for him to say that you want to call Matt Damon.
I also think it's interesting that he has Damon before the person. Like, you know, like, it really, I have a feeling that after Damon, you'd be like, that's it. I can never have anyone else.
And then Matt Damon would say, nah, man. Yeah, never wanted to be involved in this in the first place.
Yeah,
Matt
he's
Damon.
Like, I'm dating Katy Perry 2004.
Matt Damon 1998.
Oh, all right. This is, let's go.
You're talking Talented Mr. Ripley.
No, I'm talking Good Will Hunting.
Rounders.
Okay.
Yeah, Rounders.
All right. We got any more?
Adam Bjornsson says, you know when you're watching Husker football with your family and your dad disappears, then you find him in another room watching the game by himself because everyone is talking over the game? Yeah. That's how I feel watching Big Red Cobcast bonus episodes. Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
I know what that's like. My brother has watched the last two Giants Super Bowls by himself, I think.
Like, I think we've already established that.
His weirdness with stuff,
That there's no surprise about that at all.
Yeah, he is the king of not being interrupted.
I have a lot of fun making the bonus episode.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, without the talking.
I think we do have to go back to the full-length episodes.
That's what people have decided. They like it?
Yeah.
So the
short ones are just too...
We should
you can't
do those
in
the
rhythm.
Evening. We should party and do those a little
more.
Yeah,
I agree. We should have beer and do it.
Yeah.
Okay. We've done that before.
Yeah, the problem is... But I mean, when I say beer, I mean like...
Six beers. Well, I got to drive home. So does Pat.
Yeah.
Numbers are like $10. You got a good job. You've been bragging about this whole episode.
I've not been bragging about it.
All right, let's finish our Twitter and let's do our message.
Yeah, I'm gonna miss out on a lot of Twitter guys because it's been a few weeks because we did some interviews. Tyler Garbers with another one though says, "How does one stay a fan of Nebraska but live somewhere else?" Asking for a friend. Oh, because he showed flooding pictures. That's why. Sorry guys. Stay safe, everybody, first of all.
Bummer about...
But also, for anybody who is a Husker fan living elsewhere, I mean, just find a Husker bar. That's
right.
The easiest way.
That's easy, yeah. Go on huskermax.com/Husker Bar.
I think there's three Husker bars in Chicago.
At least.
A person can move places besides Chicago, too.
And also...
That's just the places I've
been.
You
can do what me and Pat have done and start your own Husker
bar.
Yeah.
The dark room.
Along with Brett Moline.
Along with Brett Moline.
Yeah.
The dark room.
Take it easy.
Oh, that's what it's called.
That's what it's called.
Yeah. Well, we got a few months.
What did you think he was doing?
I thought it was something else. where he would meet Matt Damon.
You can go ahead and do the...
we got an audio.
The voicemail. Okay. And if I find another good one buried in here, then I'll go ahead.
Pat's
and...
Pat's scrolling for one more greatest hit.
It's between the Husker basketball games and Wistrom Wednesday.
Filled up. Go, yeah.
Oh, okay. Here's one more. The Informer says, is anyone else trying to figure out Brandon Kavanaugh's phone number based on the way Pat and Tweety redialed him? He does a Monday night Cobcast rewind.
Yeah, it's
always
funny.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
They make me laugh. He goes through. Well, King J-Hip used to do it.
He does sometimes still.
Yeah.
Does.
Where are they do it on?
Twitter. Just on their Twitter.
They just
yeah.
Live tweet our episode.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Funny. But usually it's with King J-Hip. Informer is usually very like unbiased. Like he's cool to everybody.
Yeah.
King J-Hip just shits on me the whole time.
Oh. King J-Hip thinks, is that who thinks taxes are robbery?
Yeah.
So we agree on that. Taxes are robbery.
Okay, well, just don't drive your car on any public streets, and if there's a fire, don't call the fire department.
Here's a couple more.
Well, but that's, so you're cherry-picking taxes, though.
Well, that's I cherry-picked just enough to refute the argument.
No, because that's not the thing. Like, it's not that...
It's a bigger argument. Let's not have the whole taxes argument right now.
Ty Anderson, at Anderson Ty.
Notice how that Joey immediately got afraid.
I wasn't afraid. I just won the argument in 3 seconds and didn't want to take a minute to do it.
No, you didn't win the argument. Well, you did what every liberal does. You did what Joe does, where you declared yourself.
Yeah, no, let's not go putting this on.
Exactly. I do what I do. I name a fact, and then I use it to defend my point.
You declare yourself the winner.
Here we go. We're almost done.
Someone was trying to sell the Cobcast to other people. Because someone was looking for a good Cobcast. He said, come to the dark side and listen to the Big Red Cobcast.
Oh, yes.
We're the dark side.
Yeah. We're the dark side.
And Matthew Nelson, just for you, Tweety, says, Iowa isn't a rival. Hashtag Tweety is right.
Is it Tweety is right or Tweety's always right?
He wrote Tweety is right.
Because it's supposed to be Tweety is always right.
No one's always right.
It's Pat is right.
Even King Friday wasn't always right. Remember? Correct as always, King Friday, and then it changed in that one episode where he was wrong, and it became correct as usual, King Friday. Maybe I'm older than you guys and know Mr. Rogers a little bit better, but that was a big episode for me.
I watched it as a kid. I watched it recently.
It started out where King Friday, they would say, correct as always, King Friday, and then one time he was wrong, and they changed it to correct as usual, King Friday. I think it's a lesson for us all.
Hmm.
I watched the documentary called Won't You Be
yes.
My Neighbor? Have
yes.
Seen it?
It's good.
It's very good.
Very good.
It didn't even get a nomination.
No.
Nor did Three Identical Strangers.
That was a robbery.
Yeah. That was great.
It should have won.
You know, I will say the ending.
They never get the documentary.
I know. They
the
never do.
It's like in 2014, it should have been The Square.
Mm.
The Square is like the greatest documentary ever made.
But,
it went to like Echo the Dolphin.
But you're
like
also
the Cove.
But you're looking
was,
at
was
a
that
different,
the year of the Cove or the year Cove. That the backup singer
those
won?
Those aren't documentary
no,
fans to people at the Academy. You know, like they're
but it
those
is
are motion picture
yeah,
fans.
But it is documentarians nominating though.
Well, then it goes
Stardom
to them.
Won the like the 2 years later.
How have we
that
gone
was
so
bad?
So fucking bad. I'm a documentary junkie, and I watched that one and was pissed off. Because it's not a documentary.
Did Through These Gates get?
No.
Damn it.
That's the source of his bitterness.
Yeah. You'll get a lifetime achievement.
At the very least, we'll make sure you're in the immemorium.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
I don't have to be in the Academy first.
Probably.
No, you don't have to.
We'll hack
the
system.
Academy,
just
like,
live longer.
Because like voting members of the Academy are there aren't that many.
No.
We'll just get you like trying to put your nuts outside your zipper and get a picture like that. And we'll put that in the memoriam. I will petition hard for that when you eventually.
It's going to be hard sifting through all those pictures to get the right one. There's more pictures of his brain than his head.
I would laugh if it wasn't if I didn't have fake testicles
right.
on.
Yes.
My desk. Okay.
So when you die, whatever
then
weird death you do,
$70 to have them shipped from London.
They make the best fake testicles in London.
Yeah, you cannot beat the English fake testicle game whatsoever.
So,
yeah.
Hey guys, three quick questions to make them fast. Question one, Tweety, will we ever see a Three's Gate sequel? Question two, what happens if we hired old boy row the boat instead of Grandpa Sprinkles? I know he got hired 2 years after Riley, but give me a scenario. Question three, Pat, tell us how you think Nebraska baseball ends the years. Keep on keeping on, boys, and go Big Red.
Go Big Red.
So okay. We got all that. We don't need the transcription, right?
Yeah, no. Question one, will there be a Through These Gates part two? Maybe if they win another title?
Well,
To These Gates. That's yes. The sequel name.
Yeah.
At These Gates. Still at the gate. Someone opened the gate.
Too furious.
Who locked the gate?
It would take...
Been waiting at the gate here.
It would take... an act of God, I think.
Still at the gate.
All my connections that helped me make the first one.
You burned down immediately afterwards.
Yeah. No, they're gone. I mean, like Keith Mann is still around. But
you'd have to start all over.
Yeah, it'd be so hard. And Scott Frost would have to...
There'd have to be a new story.
Yeah.
So, no, I mean,
you break it into shorter episodes. Like,
which he does.
We pitched it. Yeah, we did that.
But like shooting new stuff of like...
Oh, we're trying to get some...
Through These Gates. Auburn, Nebraska.
So... That's not a bad idea. So...
there you go. It's on the record happening. That you thought of it, Joe.
Ah, another idea. Yeah,
ideas are useless unless you make them.
Mm, I'm proof of that. Plenty of ideas.
So we tried to make a sequel, actually. It was, do you remember, I showed you some of the artwork.
Yeah, I was helping, like, trying to refine that for you.
You called it Through These Greats, right?
Yeah.
You know,
it's about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
So a bunch of sad sack turtles. Long answer, probably not.
Yeah, it'd be very difficult.
Second question. What if we had hired Row the Boat instead of Mike Riley?
Yeah.
I think he would be still here, but on his way to getting fired.
Yeah, I think some of the same institutional things that, I mean, obviously Riley is a 500 coach as a career guy, but... But I think some of the same institutional problems would still be there for PJ Fleck as they would be for Mike Riley.
And you don't, and all of his rah-rah crap, you can do that at a program with a limited history. I just don't think you can come in and take over at Nebraska and be like, that Callahan, in a less obvious way, tried to transform the culture. And I feel like that guy's going to come in, and not that it didn't need a transformation, but when he transforms the culture, he transforms it into row the boat, look at me.
Yeah, well, and that isn't going to fly in Nebraska.
Well, and think of the environment that he was coming into, like, post-Bo Pelini, where, like, shit had been torched to the ground. A decent amount of people were mad that their coach was fired.
Minnesota
and you
was
tell
mad,
me a,
too,
you
though.
You tell me a guy who's banging his chest saying, look at me, and rah, 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 rah. You tell me that's going to win over the locker room?
No, it wasn't going to win.
Scott Frost was the only choice.
Yes. Yeah. So it would have been probably bad still. Yeah. And the third
Would have been worse than Scott Frost.
The nice thing about the third question is you and I can just back out here. This was just for Pat.
Yeah.
Where are they going to finish? They're going to make it to the preliminary round of the College World Series?
I think they'll make a regional. But the problem with Nebraska baseball the last few years hasn't been the start of the year. It's been collapsing in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
It's like Nebraska basketball under Tim Miles, unfortunately, where... You get some hope and then crash to the ground and hope. So I'm hoping things, you know, continue going halfway decently. It's a young team,
right?
I think maybe they don't know. Local kids too. A lot of local kids. Well, you were about to say something.
I was going
to
say maybe they don't know about the history of collapsing, and you know, sometimes you have to break that trait with a young team that you know doesn't recognize that they're in for it. Ryan, how's that Buffalo bar you're looking at?
It's good.
They are good.
Oh, a little difference of opinion here.
Have you had one?
Yeah, it's like too thick jerky.
No such thing. You mean a steak?
Well, a steak is cooked and hot.
It's decently healthy.
It's not, I mean, the healthy
what do you
wise.
Mean? That's amazingly healthy.
Oh, yeah. That's the elk one. I had the buffalo and I didn't like it.
The buffalo one is
no,
with
I didn't like
the,
it.
With like the cranberries in it?
Yeah. I didn't like the buffalo.
That's not great.
Okay.
So this is just black pepper on it.
We're just talking about some elk meat we got here in the Cobcast room. I don't know why we're still talking about it.
Zero sugar.
Okay. Right. Is this a sponsor?
No.
Oh,
yeah, we didn't name the brand.
No.
Yeah.
So how are we going to wrap this thing up? Ryan, you just, it's like you've, all your energy, sometimes at the end of these episodes, I feel like you need a power bar. You're
talking about dumb shit.
Well, people ask questions.
Like would you like a venison bar to
Do you need your energy up with a venison bar?
Do you have more than one?
No, I should have brought more.
You get Lyme disease from those things.
Should have brought more.
Next week, will you think about
brought in some more?
Bring in some more?
Yeah.
I really want to try one.
Sure.
All right.
And Irina's gone for 3 weeks. So
yeah, so that's probably all the food you'll have to eat. That's going to get you through the 3 weeks.
Dude, the last time she was gone for like 5 weeks, and I lost like 20 pounds.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, because I don't have time to cook.
Oh, no, time to cook. Use some of your lifting time to cook.
There's no, first of all, what's the point of eating if I'm not lifting?
Oh, boy.
But what's the point of lifting if you're not eating?
The fact that I can still lift, I can be famished and still lift more than Joe. That's the point.
Well, I mean, you can.
You weigh twice as much as me, though.
Probably
and your upper body is like, it's like, you've got, you
could probably outswim an anvil, too. But yeah.
Wait a minute. I'm not an anvil.
What do you weigh?
What do I weigh? I weigh probably 180.
So I weigh 10 pounds more than you.
Oof, fat is heavier than muscle. I'm talking about me. Because you're much bigger than I am.
We're all kind of in the same weight range then.
Are you finally getting up there?
185.
192.
Wow. I'm trying to go down.
I was 210.
I'm trying to get down to 175.
I had some weeks of going to Louisville, Kentucky, and drinking whiskey and eating Southern food rather than working out, and then just being busy with work, and then kind of, yeah. So,
yeah, I've been on this streak of smoking weed all day for about 15 years.
Yeah, I was doing a thing called carb cycling.
Oh, yes, where you just do transfusions of
steroids. They call it carb cycling.
Water and bread in a blender, and then you transfuse it.
No, it's like you do like three low carb days, a medium carb day, a high carb day, low carb days, a medium carb day, high carb day.
Good times.
Yeah.
Does it tie to a specific kind of like workout day, or is just?
I mean, you don't. There's certain things like you don't.
Sorry, guys.
Is this? Yeah. Are we on an exercise podcast now?
You don't want to do your high carb day on a day that on a rest day.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
And the idea is that you're refueling your glycogen stores so that you produce. That you continue to produce insulin, and that's so you don't go into ketosis.
Yeah,
that way you burn fat, but not muscle.
You can find more information on Ryan's glycogen podcast that he likes to do.
If there's a doctor out there, feel free to correct me.
No doctors have listened. Like no doctors made it this far into the podcast.
It worked, so I lost.
I knew at least one doctor who was listening to us at one point.
But I'm saying at this point they probably turned it off once we went into the
just threw their phone at the wall out of frustration.
I lost 10 pounds and 2% body fat in less than 2 weeks.
Wow. You lost 10 pounds that time your butthole fell out.
My butthole never
all at once.
That's a heavy butthole.
Well, yeah, I mean, have you seen
First of all, holes.
You're right. Holes don't fall out. Your entire anus fell out into the toilet and was floating there.
All right. Well, fatty rides a bus.
fatty rides a bus.
This has been a Boardwalk Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit boardwalkaudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.
The Sea of Red, Husker Nation.
See what makes Nebraska fans the greatest fans in college football with a new movie directed by Lincoln native Ryan Tweedy.
Through These Gates.
The perfect gift for Husker fans.
Available on DVD now at huskerfilm.com.